All right, guys, how we doing? Josh Reeves here with you. Sunday, July 20th, 2025. I am in a state of completely torn emotions right now. I don't even know what to say. I guess it's just my life. My life is just constantly peaks and valleys. It's all of life is peaks and valleys. It's ups and downs. It's all that, you know. But I don't think most people have as many swings between that as I do. You know, we got some support and I was able to do the money we needed to pay for the temporary housing so we can get enough money raised to get a new studio and all that. It's going to be a few thousand dollars, and you can support that by supporting our 18-year anniversary fundraiser. You can find the links below. So we did that. I got the money together, and then got it paid yesterday, and guess what happened? They waited until I gave them all the money I had and kicked me out. Yeah. So I've got to find new temporary housing now. That's great. I'm homeless again. So that's wonderful. I'll make it, though. I'm in the rebuilding phase, but I'm going to make it. And I'm going to tell you something else. I should be so upset about that right now and wondering what the fuck I'm going to do, because I am. But y'all aren't going to believe this shit. I cracked the entire Jeffrey Epstein thing. I know you're scratching your head going, yeah, I doubt it. For real. Seriously. I fucking did it. And you know what? I'm just debating whether I want to even put this information out or not. Because somebody's going to steal this information, run with it like they're the ones that discovered it. And I don't want somebody stealing my research. People have already stolen shit from me before. Even Alex Jones did that shit to me. That was back on the first year of the show, 2007, yeah. I told you about that, right? Absolutely Alex Jones. I was, you know, this is before I was against Alex Jones, and I hadn't even started my show yet. I was just in the 9/11 truth movement at that time. I had won Alex Jones's Push the Truth video contest in 2007. I won $1,000 and a big box of his DVDs and shit. And that money, prize money, is what funded my first film, 9/11 New World Rising, in 2007 and started my film career. It's ironic, isn't it? Well, I thought it was still kumbaya and stuff in those days before I learned what I learned later and realized it was not kumbaya. So I had found something in my research for that film in 2007, 9/11 New World Rising, that I had never found before. And just as I was about to fucking tell you about it, I forgot what the fuck it was. I don't have to go back and... Anyway, it was a huge clue on one of the people involved in 9/11. It's in the film. Anyway, I told Jonesy about it, and guess what he did? He stole the information and posted it and ran and acted like it was him and his InfoWars team that found that piece of info and gave me no credit for finding it or anything. Yeah. May have been the Paul Wolfowitz clip in front of West Point where he's telling the graduating class of West Point just before 9/11 that they need to get used to things like Pearl Harbor happening because we get so much intelligence on a yearly basis that we don't know what to act on and what not to act on. So things like a new Pearl Harbor are going to happen in the future. And this is like a few months before 9/11. Yeah. Yeah, I found that. I'm the guy that found that. No one knew about that until I found it. So if you've heard of that clip and heard of that information, that was information that I found that no one else had found before me that Alex Jones stole from me in 2007. There's been people stole my rock, stuff from my rock wall, stuff. I mean, it's just on and on. Anyway, that's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make here is, y'all, I cracked the Jeffrey Epstein thing. I figured this whole fucking thing out. Lock, stock, and barrel. 100%. I mean, I'm not hooking joking to you. I figured out, here's how it happened. I found out that Jeffrey Epstein was associated with a person who I'm very familiar with, who I've actually exposed in my work in the past. I mean, even as far back as my first couple of films, the Secret Riot series, I was talking about this guy. Because I was even exposing his connections to Alex Jones and GCN Radio Network in those days and stuff. I didn't even know at that time what I had stumbled upon. And then I talked about him more in my Spellcaster series pertaining to the fall information. The fake Paul McCartney and all that. Y'all, this whole stuff with all this Epstein stuff and the underage girls and sex trafficking and all that shit, that's a cover story. That's just the story the public was sold and given to hide what all this stuff is really about. I cracked it. God, Jesus Christ. I'm just so torn right now because I don't know if I should tell. I should talk about it. Or I should just make a movie about it when I can. I don't know. I'm so torn. Okay. Jeffrey Epstein was a close associate. This blew the whole thing wide. It was like the aha moment where I figured out the entire thing. I did not know, and I had never heard before, that Jeffrey Epstein was close associates with Adnan Khashoggi. Guys, I've been talking about Adnan Khashoggi about the entire time I've been on this fucking show, since 2007. I connected him to Alex Jones, because of the GCN radio network that Alex Jones broadcasted his show on. I blew that open as a front organization, a money laundering organization, because Adnan Khashoggi was the number one arms dealer on earth while he was alive until his death in 2017. And this Genesis Communications Radio Network, GCN, that Alex Jones was on, one of the guys that Alex Jones had on in the earliest days of the 9/11 truth movement was the guy that, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he wrote the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. When you go and look up the company who published that book, it was the Genesis Publishing Company. And I uncovered there's all these front companies that are clearly for money laundering money for illegal arms sales that Adnan Khashoggi was, you know, the king of. And they all have titles like, have Genesis in them. Genesis Communications Radio Network that Alex Jones was on. The Genesis Publishing Company that the guy that wrote Men Are From Mars, Men Are From Venus on them was a guest on the Alex Jones show. I peeled the onion on that whole thing back. No one had ever exposed that before me. All these front companies that all share the name, there's like Genesis Taxi Service, and they're all these front money laundering front organizations that are connected to Adnan Khashoggi. Jeffrey Epstein and Adnan Khashoggi were close buddies. And that's when it all hit. I went, oh my God, that's how Epstein made all his money. Illegal arm dealing, money laundering. Jeffrey Epstein was the head guy laundering all the money for the rich and the wealthy, especially arms dealers. But that's why Trump ties in, and while he was hanging out with him too. You know, all those guys, the billionaires are getting billionaires. Bill Gates was hanging out with him, that's why too. You know, when you start making billions, like Bill Gates and Donald Trump, just two examples, you know, it becomes very advantageous for you to not have the IRS find out about all your money and get their hands on it and be able to tax you. Enter Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was money laundering for Adnan Khashoggi and all these other guys, and how it ties into Ghislaine Maxwell is Ghislaine Maxwell's father was also a gun runner with ties to Israel. Yeah. And so that's how he got hooked up with Ghislaine, because her father was a guy who needed money laundering, and that's how Epstein built his fortune. The girls and all that shit, the underage sex and all that shit was just a byproduct they used to cover up the real thing of what's going on. And that's why Trump's keeping this thing covered up, too. And let me tell you something else. I told you about Adnan Khashoggi, right? I talked about him in my fall series, too, because he was involved in sex trafficking, and he ran a whore operation as well, and he was running blackmail schemes as well. He would have these billionaires and stuff. He had a harem of women he kept around him all the time. They were his whores. Adnan Khashoggi did. And one of them, his favorite one, his bottom bitch, as they call it in pimp speak, was Heather Mills. Heather Mills later went on to become married to Paul McCartney. Fall. Well, why did she leave Adnan Khashoggi in the first place? She didn't want to be in that life anymore. She wanted to start over. She went to Adnan one day and said, I'm leaving. I'm getting out. I'm not going to be involved in this anymore. And you know what he did? He pulled out one of those fucking Saudi beheading swords, those curved ones. Whack! Took her leg. And said, all right, you're out. And then she sold the media on, oh, I was in a motorcycle accident. And that was bullshit. Khashoggi took her leg. And then he let her go. But that's what Khashoggi would do. He would have these married billionaires asleep with his harem of women. He would video it all. That's where Epstein learned it from. And then if they try to dump dime on him for being a Saudi arms dealer, boom, he's got the tapes. Well, Jeffrey Epstein was doing the same thing, so nobody would drop a dime on him for money laundering to all these billionaires and arms dealers and stuff. Yeah. That's what this is about, y'all. The sex trafficking stuff is just a red herring they sold us to get us distracted from what's really going on here. And back to Adnan Khashoggi. I told you about the song that the band Queen released in 1989 called Khashoggi Ship. Because they partied on this ship, Khashoggi Ship, right? It had a nightclub on this thing. It's massive. Well, he later sold that ship, Adnan Khashoggi did, to the Sultan of Brunei. Right? Because I was trying to find out where that ship had gone. Well, the Sultan of Brunei had it for a while. And then the Sultan of Brunei sold it to somebody else. Who did the Sultan of Brunei sell it to? Donald Trump. Yep. So all this stuff with Saudi arms dealers and all this, and Trump and even Bill Gates all this, and Clinton, all this, that's what it's all about, y'all. It's all about money laundering. All every single one of these people, from Bill Gates to Bill Clinton to Donald Trump, they all have a need to have their money in offshore accounts. And that's what Jeffrey Epstein was the king of. So because he had already, his first client in the money laundering was Ghislaine Maxwell's father. Well, his name was Robert Maxwell. Again, arms dealer, ties to Israel. Listen to this. Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, was involved in activities connected to arms dealing and intelligence operations. He reportedly played a role in facilitating the shipment of aircraft parts from Czechoslovakia to Israel during the 1948 Arab-Israeli War, which helped Israel gain air supremacy in the conflict. Robert Maxwell, who was also a former officer at the First National Bank, told the Washington Post in 1990 that he was instructed to handle secret bank accounts and purchase arms for Associated Traders Corporation, which he claimed was a CIA front. He further stated that he facilitated the hidden financial transfers of dubious legality to make the arms purchases difficult to trace. That's where Epstein stepped in. This involved transfers of over $20 million for items such as rifles, machine guns, ammunition, and radio transmitters. Maxwell's contacts with Czechoslovakian communist leaders in 1948 were described as crucial to the Czechoslovak decision to arm Israel in the 1948 Arab-Israeli War. And so that's what's going on. You know, her dad, I talked about this when I was talking about the fall stuff. Her dad faked his own death. Her dad faked his death and got a new, completely like a CIA face reconstruction, all that shit. Yeah. Just like Paul. So after Ghislaine hooked up with Epstein and her father passed away, allegedly, again, we know he didn't really pass away, but that's when Epstein became involved not only in the money laundering, which was his primary thing, how he made all his money, laundering money for arms dealers. That's why he's friends with Khashoggi. That's why he originally hooked up with Ghislaine Maxwell's father, who was his first client. Jeffrey Epstein built his fortune on money laundering. If that list comes out, every single person on that list is going to be exposed for their money laundering and their gun running and all of that shit, folks. The goddamn underage girls was a red herring. It's a red herring. Yes, that shit was going on. I'm not trying to downplay that and say it's not important. But what I'm telling you is we've been sold that as the main crime having been committed here, and it's not. It's a red herring to cover up the real crime going on, the money laundering and the illegal arms dealing on a multiple level, on a huge level. This is unbelievable, guys. This might be my biggest accomplishment of everything I've ever done. I'm blown away. It all clicked. I went, oh my God, okay. All these people have in common, all the people you see in the pictures with Epstein, from Bill Clinton to, you know, whoever, to Trump, to Clinton, Bill Clinton. I mean, all these people, because those people are going to receive money, illicit money. Presidents like Clinton or Trump, they're going to receive money from these illegal arms deals and whatnot, and they got to find a way to clean that money up. That's what they do. That's what Epstein, inner Epstein. That's what he did. He had the dirt on all these people because he laundered their money. The underage whore stuff was just a byproduct. It was just an insurance policy to make sure that people kept their mouths shut and never squeaked on him for laundering all their illicit cash. Guys, this is, it almost feels like, again, one of those things where, like, I was meant to find this, because I've been exposing and talking about Khashoggi since the very beginning of my show. Two films series, the Secret Right film series and the Spellcaster series, where I've talked about this guy, and he's come up. And even with the Paul McCartney stuff, he comes up. Because he had connections to the music industry. That's where the whole music industry thing ties in. And it ties into Hollywood, why he had all these... Think about that Epstein list. You have people like Courtney Love on there. You had Lolita Express. They all went to the island. Courtney Love, Katy Perry, all these famous musicians. How does that factor in? Well... I'll tell you. One of the aspects of this money laundering operation, that's where Harvey Weinstein ties in. Because you've seen pictures of Harvey Weinstein with Jeffrey Epstein, right? Yeah, and we all know Weinstein is into doing naughty stuff with women. So how does that play? That's where the Weinstein Company was getting all its money. I've said it before on the show, and I'll say it again because I still believe it to be true. Movies were just better when Epstein was out here raping folks. I don't give a fuck who that pisses off. I'm going to say it again. Movies were just better when Weinstein was out there raping folks. But that's where he was getting his money from. When you launder money, oftentimes you got to invest it somewhere. You got to put it. that's where he was getting it from. All those great movies Harvey Weinstein produced, no one, everybody just thought he was just a rich Hollywood guy. No one really thought to ask where he was getting all his money from. That's why they burned him too. That's why all this stuff came crashing down, the Diddy stuff. All those people have a vested interest in the government not knowing how much money they're really making, so they don't have to pay taxes on it. That's where Epstein comes in. That's why the movie industry and the music industry all kind of went down the shitter at the same time. Because these motherfuckers were, they were getting their money laundered, were putting that money in the music industry. For albums and records to be made, and recording budgets, and tours. Movie releases, that's why movies have gone downhill, and whole Hollywood is, you know, the whole movie industry and all this stuff is dead. That's why. Because the funding in Hollywood just mysteriously dried up. That's why. Somebody figured this out. Again, that's why movies started to suck right after Epstein got, right after Weinstein got taken down. The siphon got cut off. I mean, I remember, I think it's in a video I uploaded years ago on my YouTube channel. The actor Peter Weller played RoboCop. I met him back in 2017. But I posted a video, I think, before that. Jeffrey, not Jeffrey, look it up on YouTube, my YouTube channel. Peter Weller drops truth bombs. That's the name of the video. And he talks about in there that, my favorite movie of all time, Peter Weller's is The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Fourth Dimension. I saw it when I was a kid at the movies. It's always been one of my favorite movies. But he was talking about how there was this company that put the money up and produced Buckaroo Banzai, and they were very shady, and they had shady connections to like Saudi arms dealers like Khashoggi and the Hunt brothers, who I exposed, the Hunt Oil brothers from Dallas, the Jerry Ewing from the show Dallas was based on, the Hunt family, their involvement. It's money laundering. This company that Peter Weller was talking about that had these shady connections to, it was basically the Council for National Policy people that he was talking about. The Hunt brothers, all this stuff who I exposed years ago. And he was talking about how they were the ones that's what they were doing. That's proof right there. They were taking the money from this money laundering, and they were sticking it and investing it in films and Hollywood movies to be made, and then the money that they get back from that movie is their laundered money. Because nobody ever looks to see where the money for a movie to get made in Hollywood comes from. They put produced by on the credits of the movie, and that's as much as you ever know. Produced by Harvey Weinstein, right? So that means Harvey Weinstein put up that money for that movie. Think about all the movies he produced. All of Kevin Smith's movies, all of Tarantino's movies. I mean, so many great movies, the Scream series. I mean, there's so many great movies Weinstein did. Good Will Hunting. Yeah. That golden age of that era of films in the 90s, like Miramax and all that. So remember the Miramax Renaissance in the 90s, all those great Miramax movies that were coming out. Kevin Smith and Quentin Tarantino, all those with Scream, all those were huge hits. Those were all funded by Weinstein. That money was coming from money laundering operations from illegal arms sales. Guys, this might be my greatest work. This might be my greatest finding. That's what this is all about. When I put the pieces together on the Ghislaine Maxwell's father thing, where I eventually find out that he's, you know, he was supplying arms and weapons to Israel, and he was a gun runner, and the first client of Epstein was just like Maxwell's father, that's how they got hooked up together. And the whores and all that were just to make sure nobody ever dropped a dime on the money laundering. But we've been sold this bill of goods on the whores and underage whores and all that are the whole story. And that's what's being covered up here. It's not. When I found out Khashoggi was connected to, and was friends with Epstein, and then I already knew that when I told you about the Sultan of Brunei and the ship that Queen wrote the song about. It went from Khashoggi to the Sultan of Brunei, who's another known arms dealer, somebody who needed money laundering, and then it goes from the Sultan of Brunei to Trump. That's why, because they're all connected. Holy fucking shit. God damn. This is fucking wild, y'all. I don't know what to say here. This is about covering up money laundering and what activities and where that money was coming, because all those people were hiding money from Trump to Bill Gates. All of them. That's why. That's why there's so many powerful people connected to this. And it's about more than just they have a taste for underage girls, which we're being told is the whole entire story here. So everyone gets stuck on that and gets outraged on that when the truth doesn't come out about it, because they think, oh, this has to do with pedophiles and molesting underage kids, and that's why we're so outraged, and Trump's covering all that up. No, 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 no. It's much bigger than that. And just like I already told you, it's much bigger than Trump. We're talking about royalty. British royals involved in all this. Yeah. All these people. Jeffrey Epstein was laundering money through Israeli banks connected to who? Give you one guess. The Rothschilds, who were the architects of the Balfour Declaration, Resolution, whatever it's called, that established the State of Israel in 1949. Yeah. You see now? You see what's going on here? And just like Maxwell's father was the guy that made sure that Israel had the weapons to defeat their enemy in the Arab-Israeli war. Guys. You see what's going on here now? We got sold a bill of goods yet again. The sex trafficking, the underage cheats, that's the red herring. That's what, because they want you to think that's the whole story so you don't go any further. This is much bigger than perverts into underage girls. But again, that's what we're being sold as, so we just stop right there. No, 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 no. This is covering up the money laundering of all the world's elite, from bankers to businessmen, people like Trump, to arms dealers, to people who don't want the IRS to find all the money they're making from selling merch on tour that they sell for cash. That was one thing that the digital banking era really shook up for the music industry and contributed a lot to its collapse, because a lot of bands were making money hand over fist for years from cash sales of merchandise on tour. And none of them are reporting a dime of that shit to the IRS. Not a dime of it. And I told you about in my Spellcaster films as well, where I told you about the Sharon Osbourne, her father, Don Arden, who they called the Al Capone of rock. I told you all in those films, I told you all about he had an illegal coke running operation. Randy Rhoads discovered it. That's why they offed him in that plane crash. That plane crash, the place where that plane was the guy, it happened, that plane crash that killed Randy Rhoads happened on the property in Florida of a guy who was involved in this illegal coke trafficking using these specific planes that so many rock stars have died on. Buddy Holly, Jim Reeves, Randy Rhoads, on and on. It's all the same exact type of plane, the specific plane that Don Arden, Sharon Osbourne's father was using to traffic cocaine. And I talked about how the tours were fronts for this cocaine distribution network. Black Sabbath was involved with it. Ozzy was involved with it later. You know, I told you, I talked about recently, Ozzy had his final show in Birmingham, England. You know what was interesting about that? Guess who else from Birmingham, England, was having their final show in Birmingham that same exact night? Jeff Lynne and Electric Light Orchestra. Yep. And guess what? Guess who makes the most money off the sales of the catalog and merchandise of Electric Light Orchestra? Sharon Osbourne. Yep. Because her dad ripped off Black Sabbath and ELO, because those were his two big bands. They can't even use that jukebox UFO logo that's on some of their albums. They can't even use that because Sharon Osbourne owns that because her dad owned it. And when he died, she got all of his assets. She rigged that shit for it to go down exactly like that. She's cashing out. She already said that's it for her. That Ozzy's last show was her. She's leaving the music business. She cashed out that day. She made money in Birmingham that night, not only from Ozzy's last show, but from ELO's last show, which was also in Birmingham, because they're from Birmingham also. Jesus fucking Christ, y'all. But that's what I'm saying about how the music industry ties in with this money laundering and even the weapon stuff. They, just like Sharon Osbourne's father was using Black Sabbath tours and rock tours and stuff for the distribution of mass quantities of cocaine, that also goes on in the music industry with illegal arms movement around, because musicians and big bands are the only people that can go in and out to these countries with airplanes full of gear and road cases and everything, which can have bottoms on them that are undetected with weapons. They can go in and out of these countries with airplanes full of gear, truckloads full of gear. They can have it set up to where somebody comes to where the place where they're having their instruments stored at for the tour. They come in, they go to the road cases, they pull the bottoms out, they pull all the weapons out, and boom, there you go. That's why the music industry ties into this so much, and Hollywood ties into it so much too, because that's where they funnel the money from the illegal arms sales and the money laundering. That's why Hollywood's gone to shit. The siphon's been cut off. Weinstein isn't around to put up all this money for all these great movies to be made. And Epstein was buddies with Weinstein. He's buddies with Khashoggi. Jesus fucking Christ, y'all. This, you know, I mean, this could be... It very well could be my greatest piece of work. Most important piece of work. Holy fuck, y'all. All right. So I'm on zero. I gave all my money to pay for my temporary housing, and then they kicked me to the curb anyway. So I'm staying with a friend for now, but I need your help, guys. I got a new place to live, and I'm starting all over on zero. So dayglow76@yahoo.com on PayPal. Reeves Radio, all lowercase, one word. Reeves Radio on the Cash App. Kepel J, Josh, dash, Kepel R, Reeves, dash, 6-1 on Venmo. And, we gotta raise, when is the 22nd? Monday? Oh, 22nd is Tuesday. So, by Tuesday, we gotta raise $100 by Tuesday, or the download store is gonna get shut down. And they're not gonna have any income coming in to even eat or anything. I mean, it's probably going to be over for me for good, so just do whatever you can and help us raise $100 by Tuesday. So I can keep the download store open, and I'm going to continue to try. Now I've got to find new temporary housing and raise money to get a new studio. It's, you know, it just fucking never ends. And like I said, I would be so pissed off right now. I am pissed off. I am hurt. I am angry that I got fucked over as bad as I fucking did. And I want to kill the motherfucker that did this to me. But, you know, I also cracked the Jeffrey Epstein thing today. So as down on myself as I should be and sad and upset as I should be right now, I cracked the whole fucking thing open. This is all about money laundering from arms sales, guys. And Ghislaine Maxwell's father was that guy. He was Epstein's first client. That's how she got in the mix with Epstein. Guys, give it up. Y'all got to give it to me on this one. Buy downloads, do whatever you can. I got to eat. And like I said, I don't have any money because it basically I got ripped off by a person. And I have no recourse because it wasn't like I was under any kind of I didn't have a lease or anything. It was just temporary. Yeah, I got taken advantage of and got ripped off and got fucked over and, you know, it fucking sucks. But goddamn, I cracked the fucking Epstein thing. I succeeded where everybody else fucking failed. So help me out, guys, all right? I love you. I don't know when you'll hear from me again. It might be a while.